In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. It is Tuesday, the 14th of June. Glad to have you along, as always, everybody. We are going to get to some of the aftermath of Orlando a little bit later on in the program today. But to begin with, two words, Brexit and uncertainty. And yes, I know Brexit isn't really a word, but if you're looking for a driver of the global economy right now, that would be it. Amid increasing signs that the Leave vote is ahead, and yes, I know polls are fallible, but amid those signs, nonetheless, uncertainty does seem to be rearing its ugly economic head. June 23rd is the vote. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman from our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting is our reporter on the story.
Even the prospect of Britain leaving the EU is already causing anxiety.
We've seen huge fluctuations in the British pound right now. The financial markets, of course, don't like change, and they don't like uncertainty.
My market expert here is Debbie McCall, who owns the Scottish Country Shop in Portland, so she's got a very ground-level view of U.S.-British trade relations. She says the British pound hasn't been this weak against the dollar since she opened in 2003.
So at the moment, really great deal for Americans on Walker's shortbreads, right?
Yeah, we pass on savings as soon as we can.
Yeah, but maybe not such a great bargain for the U.S. if there's an actual Brexit, with currencies and markets in flux for a while, trade treaties having to be renegotiated. Analyst John D. Clue at U.S. Bank Wealth Management says a British vote against increasing global economic integration might undermine pending free trade deals with America's European and Asian-Pacific trading partners.
It casts a pall on very important efforts to reduce trade barriers and tariffs, and so now you have another problem with global growth.
Brexit would also be a headache for U.S. companies, says Tamim Bayoumi at the Peterson Institute for International Economics.
The U.S. multinationals, for example, which had manufacturing in, let's say, the U.K., might find it much more difficult to export to the European Union.
Bayoumi says the long-term danger to the U.S. might be disintegration of the EU itself if other countries also head for the exits. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.